Well, I'll start by saying, I mean, this has been a great experience for us as a team. We've only been here, this is our second day, but I want to thank the Grove Hotel for the great accommodations they've set us up with. I mean, they're taking care of us with the locker room they built and the field they have. And, you know, our main goal here is to win. We're here on a business trip, and I think everyone understands that they have a ton of time in the offseason to come back here and visit. And as exciting as everything is, you know, we're here to win. And I think we've seen that in a lot of guys that they're focused, and we understand that Pittsburgh, they're here to do the same. And we're both needing a win, and we know it's going to be a tough game, and that's why I think we're even more focused on going in here and securing our first victory before the bye week, and turning this first quarter around into a 1-3 record. But you know, we're having fun, we're enjoying it, but again, this is a business trip for us. It was early in the game.
We got up slow.
One up the middle. No, it wasn't on a run.
Oh, when the rusher come up the middle.
Oh, possibly. I don't know. I don't know which one you're specifically talking about, but it was early in the game, and you know, felt it. Wasn't sure how serious it was, and you know, just kind of played through it. Was fine, and then just came. You know, got the news yesterday morning that they was injured.
Breathing, contact, throwing motion. What?
I mean, yeah. I guess the biggest concern is contact, but you know, our equipment staff's going to do a great job of. We're going to find something that will help protect it, and we're going to see how throwing goes today. But you know, I was able to throw on Sunday after it happened, and you know, my mindset and our mindset is, and we're going to push it to the limit and see what we can do. In a smart way, but you know, my mindset is I want to play this game, and I'm going to do everything possible to do so.
What's your level of concern that you won't be able to play?
I don't have a concern right now. I mean, I guess the concern may come after Friday's practice to see where I'm at, but right now, you know, Shugs, our head trainer, is doing a good job of devising a game plan for us to work on what we can do to make it better, and we'll see how it goes.
Have you ever dealt with a rib injury?
Yeah, I have. And I end up playing. I think I've had two injuries before in college and played that week. So,
not just pain throwing the ball or contact?
Contact, I think. You know, that's probably the biggest concern. And, you know, throwing, it's a little uncomfortable, but it's manageable.
For what?
We're not going to go into the specific details of what exactly is wrong with it. But, yeah, no, I know.
What are you doing to address criticism that you signpost your passes before you give them away?
I mean, I'm what I see on film and the things that I need to correct, you know, are obvious to me. And you know, I don't think it's about answering criticism. It's about becoming a better player so our team can win. I think the ultimate goal is to win football games. And we haven't done that yet this year. And I've had a part in that, and I'm going to change and make sure that we play better, because your ultimate goal is to get to the Super Bowl and be playing in February.
Just to follow up on that, you did some great things against the Browns on Sunday. It seemed like you had a lot more confidence. Where's that coming from?
I think I've always had confidence in the abilities that God's given me to play this game, and my confidence hasn't wavered, and I also have a great support staff around me, and Adrian Peterson and the guys we have on offense, and you know, we've had some unfortunate breaks in our 0-3 right now, but we're a good team, and we want to change it.
Can you throw now?
I can. I mean, I was just doing the walkthrough.
Just like normal motion, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, normal walkthrough pace, but you know, see how practice goes. I mean, today the mindset is we're going to get out there and throw and work through it.
Chris, you want to be a bit selfish about it, because if you get out of the team through injury, you might not get back in.
No, I mean, my mindset is we're going to do what's best for the team. And if I can't perform my regular duties, then Matt's going to step in and play.
Tell us what it's like being an NFL quarterback, because you guys seem to spotlight on you, good or bad. What that's like?
It's fun. I mean, this is what I wanted to do ever since I was a kid. I mean, there's some negative lights to any job, and things come with the territory, but this is what I want to do ever since I was a kid, and there's a lot of responsibility, but it's a fun game to play, and it's a fun position.
Would you say that the addition of fantasy football and the popularity of that has made it more difficult at the quarterback position?
I think it's you know, fantasy football is an interesting deal because you know, everybody has their own kind of stake in what goes on, and there's a lot of money in fantasy football. So when mistakes happen that may affect fantasy points, I mean, you're going to hear it, and I think that's for any position, not necessarily quarterback.
Do you have a team league that you're in?
I do not play fantasy football. No, I do not.
It's both sides of the coin. The crowd cheering you 1 minute, and then obviously not so happy the next.
Yeah.
As a quarterback, how do you maintain a level head through the various ups and downs of the game?
Well, that's something that I've learned through experience, whether high school or college or in the NFL. You always have to have a steady keel about you, whether it's positive or negative. And you don't want to let that affect your mindset and how you're going and playing the game. And there are going to be highs and lows in any ball game, whether the crowd's into it or not. And you just got to keep stepping forward. And I have great teammates, too, to make sure that, you know, they're always talking and communicating with everybody that, you know, we're in this and we're going to not let anything affect us.
A number of your teammates came over the summer, including obviously your centre. What feedback did they give you about the fans here and also Wembley Stadium, England as a whole?
Well, you could tell their excitement for what was coming for us getting here. I mean, they were excited in their experience that they had, and they loved being over here. And I was disappointed that our PR guys didn't invite me to come over earlier. But I think you could tell everyone's enjoying themselves right now. From the fan perspective, we know that they're very passionate about their football here, and but you know, we're bringing a different game in American football, and we're excited, and what a great place to play in Wembley. I mean, we were just there yesterday. We didn't get to go inside, but I know it's going to be a great venue to play in.
And issues. I assume everyone had their passports this time and was ready to go.
We did, yeah. Everyone was ready to go. They made sure that I don't know how many times you could count the word passport, how many times it was said during our meetings to make sure that everyone was going to be ready to go. But yeah, it was non-issues, and Virgin Atlantic did a great job of getting us over here, and we're excited to be here.
There's a bit of a training camp vibe with you guys being on top of each other a bit enclosed. Is this a good time for that, or is this
I think so. I mean, it's everyone's together this whole time, and like you said, there is a training camp vibe to it, and you know, making sure everyone's focused, and it's a great opportunity to build this team together. I mean, it's we're going through a tough time right now, being at 0-3, and you know, a chance, you know, even last night, I mean, just a group of guys just hanging out, talking, and talking about what we can do to be better and change this thing around. It's good for us.
Time for two more.
Question: what do you see when you
turnovers?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you guys kind of shore that up, that maybe it'll just be a matter of.
Yeah, for sure. The turnovers, I think, in the NFL, are the biggest thing that affect the game, and we've had too many. I think we're up to 10 in 3 games, that's a big negative. We want to keep the ball in our hands, and the defense is doing a great job of taking the ball away and giving it to us, and you know, we keep giving it to them. So that's something that has to change. If you look at the last 4 games of last year, I think we had 1 turnover all 4 games, and that was a big positive for us that really affected those games, and we got to make sure that we do a better job of keeping the ball in our hands.
The Steelers don't have the only team in the league without a takeaway. No. What do you see when you look at that defense?
Well, they've had opportunities. They've had the ball in their hands. They just weren't able to convert on it and catch the ball. And you know, but they're a good defense. They're solid and one of the best in the league. And especially the experience that they have. You know, they're a little older, but. You know, something like, you know, Paul Malu and Clark, I mean, they're all over the place in what they're doing. You can tell their route reading and guessing on stuff. And they're going to be a challenge for us. They have a great front as well. And we know that they're coming in to get a win. I mean, they're just as needing of a win as we are.
All right.
Thank you.
Next up is our own.